Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome back to Taste and See. I'm your host, Angela Wood, and today we're talking about something that I know resonates deeply with many of us. We are never too flawed to pray for a miracle. Isn't it easy to feel like we're not worthy of God's attention, especially when life has us facing challenges? When we've made mistakes or when we carry the weight of our past, sometimes it just feels like we're not good enough to ask for the miracle we need. But today, I want to remind you through scripture and a little inspiration that no matter how flawed we may feel, God is always ready to hear our prayers and perform miracles in our lives. Our foundation today is rooted in a simple, beautiful truth found in the Bible. In the book of James, we are told, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." James 1:5. Did you catch that? He gives without reproach, without asking, "Are you worthy or have you been perfect?" No, he just gives generously because he loves us. Flaws, mistakes, and all. You know, it's a beautiful thing to think about, isn't it? You don't need to be perfect to ask God for help or a miracle. Take a moment and let that sink in. No matter where you've been, no matter what's behind you, you are never too flawed to call out to God. Think of the woman with the issue of blood from Mark 5:25 through 34. Well, she had been suffering for 12 long years, and she was certainly not perfect. In fact, by the standards of her society, she was considered unclean, isolated, and unworthy. Yet, her faith in Jesus' ability to heal her was unwavering. She thought, "If I just touched his clothes, I will be healed." And in that moment of faith, Jesus stopped everything and acknowledged her. He didn't ask about her past. He didn't point out her flaws. He simply said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Mark 5:34. It wasn't her perfection that made her deserving. It was her faith and her trust in God's power. My friends, that is a miracle in itself. You are never, ever too flawed to pray for a miracle, because your faith is what matters to God. Friends, if you would like to take a moment together to pray, whether you need healing, peace, guidance, or just the courage to ask for a miracle in your life, I invite you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with open hearts, grateful for your never-ending love. We confess, Lord, that sometimes we feel unworthy, burdened by our flaws, our mistakes, and our struggles. Yet we remember your promise in the Bible that you are always near to those who call on your name. Lord, we ask for your miracles today. We ask for healing, for peace, or breakthroughs in the areas of our lives where we feel broken. We place our trust in you, knowing that you do not look at our flaws, but at our faith. Strengthen us, dear Lord, to believe that we are never too flawed to ask for your help. We believe that your power is greater than any of our shortcomings. We pray for each person listening right now that they would experience your touch, your grace, and your miracles. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, friends. I hope you felt God's presence with you in that prayer, because he is always with us no matter what. And as we journey together today, I want to remind you that even in your brokenness, there is beauty, and God can work miracles in the most unexpected ways and places. Now, speaking of things that are unexpected and full of beauty, let's switch gears for a moment. I know how much you love when I share a little recipe on Taste and See, and today I've got a delightful one for you, a miracle lemon pound cake. Just like we're never too flawed for miracles, this cake is never too much trouble to make. It is a sure way to bring some sweetness into your day. Here's what you'll need for this delicious miracle lemon pound cake. 1 box of yellow cake mix. You can use a scratch recipe, but the box version works just fine too. So we need 1 cup of sour cream, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, 4 eggs, 1 packet of instant lemon pudding mix. This really gives it that extra zing. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, zest of 1 lemon, 1/4 cup of fresh lemon juice, half cup of powdered sugar for the glaze. Now then, the directions: preheat oven to 325, grease and flour a bundt pan, make sure it's well coated. 2, in a large bowl, mix together the cake mix, sour cream, vegetable oil, eggs, lemon pudding mix, vanilla, lemon zest, and lemon juice. Stir it all together until it's smooth. And 3, pour the batter into your prepared pan and bake for 45 to 50 minutes or until a toothpick comes out clean. Let the cake cool in the pan for about 10 minutes, then remove and cool completely on a wire rack. While it's cooling, make your glaze by whisking together powdered sugar and a little lemon juice until smooth. Or you can use sugar substitutes as well. My preference is stevia. And then drizzle the glaze over the cooled cake and enjoy. And there you have it, a simple sweet treat that reminds us that even in moments, well, when we feel like life is just a bit too much, a little sweetness can make everything better. Just like with miracles, sometimes we don't see them coming, but when they arrive, they leave us in awe. So, my friends, today I want you to carry this message with you. You are never too flawed to pray for a miracle. No matter where you've been, no matter how imperfect you feel, you are always worthy of God's love, and He is always ready to hear your prayers. His miracles are not for the perfect. They are for the faithful. Thank you so much for joining me on Taste and See today. I hope you've been encouraged, inspired, and reminded of the miracles waiting to unfold in your life. Remember, God's love is bigger than any mistake, and His power is greater than any flaw. Take care, my friends. Keep trusting, keep praying, and keep believing in miracles. Until next time, stay sweet, stay hopeful, and always taste and see that the Lord is good. He will never fail you. Goodbye for now, and be blessed.